on the west and cold water on the east.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. And the deer just go from
one to the other. Yeah. Yeah. And turkeys, Lord, they got turkeys too.
Do they have camps over there?
Oh, yeah.
No?
Well, over here now, this cutoff, I reckon there's 400 or 500 people living there. They build houses out there between the river and the levee.
Doesn't it flood it?
Well, it does. Now, last year, hell, they lost thousands and thousands of dollars. Lots of them just run them. One boy told me he had over $3,000 worth of furniture alone. Got over the top of the thing.
Well, who owns the land?
It belongs to most of why these camps over there belong to these widows here, the girls.
Oh.
One of the ladies was 90 years old yesterday.
Mm-hmm. They, in other words, it's privately owned. And,
yeah.
And,
they just rent it to them.
Oh, I see. They rent it out.
Yeah.
Is that land, would that land be worth very much if it floods?
No.
Yeah.
They're cutting it back and putting beans in it. Some of them put some cotton in it some years. Well, they go 10 or 12 years sometimes don't have an overflow out there.
Oh, that long?
Yeah.
So just a bad time last
year.
Yeah.
Like 37 now. It like to broke down here, doesn't it? But the levee's up high now. Only that just backing in on it.
37 was the worst year?
Worst year we ever had, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Over here on the ice, over here on the dog, it took about 3 miles of track and put it over down against the road.
Really flooded it out.
It took the whole track up. Cross ties and all. Rails too.
It really had a...
Oh, we had a flood that year. Had a cloud burst up there.
Last year, I thought was...
It was a bad year.
Worst
down here
for a long time.
Yeah. Lost thousands and thousands of acres of cotton down below here.
I guess this year is...
pretty good year.
Pretty good so far.
Yeah, most of them about through breaking. But now they can break so much today. They got these 8 and 10 row tractors, you know.
Are the levees strengthened, or are they pretty much the same height? Have the levees been changed very much?
Yeah. They just big out. Put a bigger motor in them, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what you want for cotton picker now? $3,500.
Is it that much?
For one plant, yeah. Then a combine to get these beans. They're about 3,000. They're right behind them.
Get a lot of money in just equipment.
Oh,
without land.
Takes a rich man now to go and farm 500 or 600 acres.
Do you have many farms the families still live on, or are they pretty well going?
They've all gone.
All gone.
A few white folks, a few niggers got 40 or 80, and that's all.
And they don't try to make a living?
No. Well, the little ones do. They still farm and make a living on it.
Well, they do? How do they?
Well, you take beans, they make about 30 to 40 bushels of beans an acre, then they make a bale to 2 bales of cotton to acre. Now, they all made money this year. You know, they got rich. You take a bale of cotton, make 10 bales of cotton, that's $4,000, and maybe you had 10 acres in beans, and they get made about 30 bushels an acre and get $8 for them. That goes into money fast.
Well, that's right. So.
Then to get these stamps, if you're living on them farms, you get $4 or $5, get $100 worth of stamps.
What are the stamps?
Well, you go buy the grocers.
Well, are they eligible for that?
Yeah. But you can't buy tobacco or snuff.